Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Do you do the slippers thing like at the store? Do you do that? Because you know, like, I'm sure your daughter does it. Your daughter does all the time, right?
Flip-flops or Crocs, yeah.
Well, no, slippers.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because that's what my daughter, she's 14. Slippers. I'm like, we go to Target.
Yeah, step on something, you feel everything.
And she's just like, slippers on. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, no, I'm just wearing these. I'm like, no, that's slippers. They're in for the house. You don't.
Then yeah, we go to Target. Nasty, bring that nastiness into the
every
house.
Teenage girl I see is wearing slippers. Like, what? What is? How? When did this become a thing?
TikTok,
probably right.
Between that and the K-pop stuff, man, I can't keep up, man.
Can't keep up with it either.
Who knew that Korean?
It's good.
Hip hop is the biggest thing in the Latina boppers. They got their own McDonald's commercials. I'm saying,
right?
Unstoppable.
Can make some serious money.
South Korea doing it right now.
Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, presented by Progressive Insurance. It's hour number three, Bart Scott. What's that mean?
That means it's the power hour, hour.
You're hurting, aren't you?
It's so favorite because you can't ask for a better guess for the insight.
Coming up in
beyond
a few minutes
sight.
Here. Hey, Shohei Ohtani went back home. And you talk about fame.
K-pop.
You talk about, that. He gets off the plane in Japan in the airport. He has a press conference in the airport.
They didn't carry the plane?
Right? In the airport, he's got a press conference. Like the minute he steps off.
Yeah.
And he said something very interesting.
What did he say?
You want to hear it? He said that I have a rather negative impression of this season.
Let's go Mets. Next step. DeGrom want to leave?
Now he had, and as
DeGrom
he said,
leave?
As he said, you know, I played well, but the team stinks.
You know what they say? You know, like what they say? Half. How much? What do you want? Half. You saying half of what, Bart?
Mm-hmm.
Half a billion. Yeah, Ohtani, come over here to the Mets. Cohen, get it done. $500 million to get it done.
Now remember, he has this. He what do you have? 1 year deal.
Yeah, option,
that he
right?
signed, but I believe he's going to be available after this coming year.
So this is a lame duck year. Half, Cohen, you can get it done. Half,
he'll be a free agent in the winter of 2023.
We're gonna get it done now, man. We gonna trade for him. Half a billion,
the
Cohen.
Whole league would want this guy. If but you're the San Francisco Giants, you want this
can't
guy.
Can't outbid him.
If you're the Dodgers, you want him.
You can't outbid him.
The West Coast teams you think would have the upper hand because of the location to Japan. That's why he chose the Angels. It was closer to home.
That was 5 years ago. He don't care about that. If it's the offseason, we can fly you there and you stay for 2 days. We get you a massage and all that stuff. Get you.
If you're Steve Cohen, like you look at Jacob DeGrom, you're like, yeah, never mind.
Half.
Right?
He's my power
I'm
bat.
I'm saving my money for this guy.
He's my power bat and my pitcher. He's two people.
But he fits the Mets like
he's perfect. Two people.
He really would fit the Mets perfectly. But also San Francisco, the Giants, like he'd fit them perfectly.
If you him, you want to go to San Francisco or you want to go to the Mets?
Either
you
one.
No. You of all people, Alan, has told me about the power of New York.
Well,
the power of New York only applies to the damn Yankees.
Yes.
New York is damn New York.
I'll say this.
Half.
If you're talking about that part of it.
Half.
Where you were mentioning K-pop and how popular that's become, right?
Yes.
He would be his own version of that in baseball. Because if he comes to a market like this,
half.
It would be insane how famous he would become overnight. He's already doing commercials. He's already doing stuff. But because his team stinks and they're not playing in any major games, he doesn't play in anything of importance. If you put him in that, remember in the home run derby,
team.
Remember at All-Star, like he was, it was everywhere. People were all over him, and he's got a great personality. If you put him in this market,
he'll be in movies.
It would be ridiculous, over the
top. He'll be a late night show.
He thinks he's famous in his country.
Yeah.
Yeah, where do you get a load of this if he moves here? If he wants to.
That I would argue.
You have to wait a year for it.
I will argue and say that the Shohei Ohtani deal and new team is going to be maybe the biggest signing ever made in Major League Baseball.
Forever, ever.
Ever. Not Reggie Jackson, not Barry Bonds. It will be the biggest sign. Never have we had a guy.
Not A-Rod.
Anybody. We've never had anybody come in the league, live up to expectations, exceed expectations, and leave that team.
Ken Griffey Jr.
Trout never left. He stayed.
Oh, left. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm talking about leaving where you're from.
Gotcha.
Ken
Griffey Jr. came in with expectations and met them. Yeah.
But in your prime.
Yeah.
These type of guys don't become free agents. Ever.
Yeah.
He's a unicorn.
Literally.
He's a modern day Babe Ruth.
You're not going to see that.
Ever again.
No one does this. But he does it, and he does, and he excels
at a high level at both.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Half.
And if I'm the league, I want him in a major market.
Half.
Wow. Something to keep an eye on.
He will suck all the life and all the blood out of Yankees.
It is definitely something to keep. I mean, it'd be funny. So if Steve Cohen tells Jacob DeGrom, you know what? We're all set. We got to wait a year. We're going to get this guy instead. Right? Why don't you go sign with the Yankees? You tell Aaron Judge, now we're all set. We're going to have a power bat and a pitcher. But we'll have him in one guy.
Yeah.
Half. That's why you almost could pay him ridiculous amounts of money. Because it's
million.
Like you're getting two players in one.
Half a million.
It's crazy, man. Meanwhile, the Dallas Cowboys got this far with Cooper Rush, and now it's time to pass the baton back to their QB1.
Oh, after the loss.
Jerry Jones, as you know, does his weekly spot on 105.3 The Fan. And so they play the Detroit Lions.
So they think they got an easy out.
Jerry, will Dak be back?
Well, let's just say this. He's determined to. I think he's, from my perspective, from what I can know and see, I think he's going to get there. We feel like that physically he's at a position that the risk reward justifies him being out there in terms of any reoccurrence of the injury. Set that one off to the side. We don't have that to think about. So it's a question of him getting ready, and he's going to be given every opportunity this week to get ready to go play.
I think it all worked out perfectly for Jerry and the Cowboys, Bart. It worked out perfectly. They were able to at least tread water, and in fact, won more games than you expected them to. They lost a game. It's not a shock that they lost to the Eagles. It's fine. And now you bring him back against a beatable opponent, and you gave him extra time to make sure that there wouldn't be the risk of recurring injury. This worked out perfectly. Now,
Risk was who? The risk was the Philadelphia Eagles. You're saying the Lions is not a risk.
This is obviously the optimal way to bring him back is to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So the Cowboys are in a good place right now. Do you feel like adding him where they were able to get the defense, where they were able to adjust to the running game and get the running game, the offensive line was able to get tweaked a little bit, and suddenly that's starting to come around. They are going to get some guys back here as well. Are the Cowboys a sneaky, dangerous team in the second half of this season?
I mean, they are, because everybody in that division has an easy schedule, right? Everybody in that division has the softest schedules in the league. But the problem is with the emergence of the Giants, maybe the Giants take one from you again. So that's a realistic thing that can happen. And Philadelphia could beat you twice right there. So you can be able to – if you don't win your division, then it's a toss-up as far as you being able – like, we thought their schedule was easy, but now the fact that they have to play two teams in their division that could go either way makes that their schedule not as easy as we once thought.
You know, you don't have to worry about the Commanders. Carson Wentz now out. They found an injury for him to get him off the field.
They found one for him.
But
right, Tyler Heineke is weird, man.
We found a good friend of the show, Michael Kay. Yankees, Guardians, win or go home. Game 5 is coming up. And the Kayster will join us next after Bart tells you about O'Reilly.
Oh, O'Reilly. Sorry, my friend. Didn't mean to snatch. O'Reilly Auto Parts specializes in keeping your car on the road. Not sure how much life is left on your battery. O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Their professional parts people will test your battery for free. If it does not need to be replaced, they will help you find the right fit for your car. Superstar batteries are built to handle even the toughest conditions. Alan, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com. Tweet, tweet.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
So we will have baseball today. Yesterday was an uncertainty. It took 3 hours, but then they decided to call the game last night. 4:07 is the first pitch, and the road to the World Series goes through the Bronx and also ESPN Radio. Catch all the postseason action presented by AutoZone on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, and coverage at 3:30 Eastern. On ESPN Radio for today's game. As I mentioned, Michael Kay, Yes Network, and of course the voice of the Michael Kay Show on ESPN New York. Joins us right now. Michael, how are we?
Great, guys. How you doing?
Wow, you sound crystal clear.
Hakuna Matata, like he slept in.
That's nice. Right, baby.
Perfect.
Locked and loaded.
Love it. So does the postponement benefit either one of these teams? You get Nestor Cortes, I guess, available, but is there a benefit to either team to move the game just one day?
I think the benefit goes to the Yankees because of the fact that Terry Francona did not decide to start Bieber. Because by starting Savali, Savali has terrible numbers against the Yankees. He did not have a great season statistically for the Guardians. But Terry obviously knows his players much better than I do, and maybe he just doesn't think that Bieber can pitch on 3 days rest. The Yankees, though, this was always their plan. If there was no rain involved, Game 5 was going to be started by Nestor Cortes on 3 days rest. Now, that gives me a little pause because you don't know how he's going to pitch on 3 days rest. Mm-hmm. He's had a great year. But one other thing that is an advantage for the Yankees, and I said it after Game 4, that Gerrit Cole should be able to pitch on no days rest. I saw it happen in 2001 when Randy Johnson helped the Diamondbacks win that World Series against the Yankees on no day's rest. So now you have one more day, and Aaron Boone said about an hour ago that Cole is definitely in play. So you're adding a 100-mile-an-hour arm to your bullpen. Now, they're not going to ask him at three innings, but if he can get one inning, three outs, that extends everybody just a little bit more, and it would mean a lot. And I think, also, Luis Severino has to be in play as well. So I think there's a slight advantage for the Yanks.
So basically you're saying God loves the Yankees because he brought in the storm, and Major League Baseball loves the Yankees so they can get the matchup that they all want to see.
Well,
Houston.
I would agree that God
loves
the Yankees.
Well, has that ever been in doubt? I mean,
really? So tell me this, Michael. Who is this bigger for, then, as far as their Yankee legacy? Aaron Judge today or Gerrit Cole coming out and playing a little hero ball?
Well, Gerrit Cole is the reason that we're even in a Game 5, if you're the Yankees, because he won Games 1 and 4, and I thought, you know, he performed like an ace is supposed to perform. I don't know if Aaron Judge needs this to play hero ball. I mean, the guy that I look to do the most damage is Rizzo, because Rizzo has hit two home runs in his career against Savali, has really great numbers. And, you know, he's aiming for that short portion right. So is Judge, but going the other way. Judge is not at a great series. He did have that one home run. I think he could break out today, but I don't think his legacy is based in this game. I think the whole Yankee team, the way we look at them in 2022, the 99 wins will go away if they lose this.
Yeah.
So they're the team that's supposed to. I mean, I kind of boxed myself in at the beginning of the series, said I'd be flabbergasted if the Guardians won, and I still would be flabbergasted. Not if they win this game. I mean, when it comes down to one game, it's kind of a crapshoot, but the Yankees are a better team.
Yeah.
The one advantage that the Guardians have is that they have a much better bullpen. A lot of the Yankees' best bullpen arms are are hurt or, you know, don't show up for practice, and they're not put on the roster.
Yeah, I almost feel like not having Aroldis Chapman is a bit of a blessing if you consider the way he had been pitching before all this happened. Michael Kay, the voice of the Yankees, joining us right now as Yankees Guardians game 5, 4 o'clock today to decide who will face the Houston Astros, who are now just sitting back as the last, it almost feels like the last great team remaining at this point. If the Yankees don't get out of this series, think about it. You have these 100-win teams that are dropping like flies in the playoffs this year. Does that lead to at all? I know it's the first time around here, but does it lead at all to any type of concern about, well, maybe this playoffs isn't the best idea if you're going to play 162 and have 111-win team and 100-win teams dropping out before we even get to the LCS?
I don't think it should. I mean, my advice would be play better, you know, prepare yourself better, because it happens in all other sports. But for some reason, Alan, and you know this, I mean, growing up in this area, baseball is not a sport. It's a religion.
Yes.
So, oh, Dodgers won 111 games. They got knocked out. They didn't play well enough. That's why they got knocked out. So I think that what's going to happen is next year when you get one of the two byes, you've got to be better, and you've got to prepare your team better, and you might have to get your minor league teams together and play actual games so that they're game ready. Playing against, Bart, you know this, playing against yourself, you're not going to go up and in, you're right. Not going to hit somebody, you're not going to tackle the quarterback. That doesn't work. But if you play against another team, I think that will keep you sharper, and I think that's been a little bit of the issue.
So like the week off that have, take
guys
advantage
come
of
out flat. They come out flat. Timing comes off and things of that sort. Oh, I don't know if you heard the comments of Shohei Ohtani when he got back to Japan and what he said about
the
disappointing season. You know, what type of bidding war are we potentially talking about? You know, and do you think somebody tries to make a move a year early to try and figure out if they can get Shohei Ohtani? And what type of numbers are we thinking of?
Well, I think somebody will definitely try. I know the Yankees tried. A lot of teams tried before the trade deadline, and Artie Moreno just shut it down. Would have been a smart idea because you would have had Ohtani for one postseason and another one next year. The thing that makes him really attractive now is they came to an agreement salary-wise for next year already. Yep. He's going to make $30 million. And that, believe me, that's a bargain for what he brings. Mm-hmm. If you ask me, if nobody makes a trade for him and then he becomes a free agent, Bart, I believe he becomes the first $50 million a year player, because I heard you earlier, you're getting two players in one. You're getting a starter who gives you about 28 starts and an everyday player who can hit you 30 home runs and drive in 100 runs. So I think you start at $50 million because I know for a fact that the Angels made so much money off the field from Ohtani, because there are those boxes behind home plate that are actually on field level in Anaheim Stadium. And one of them belongs to Scott Boras. And they moved Scott Boras out of the one right behind home plate. And they put a rollerboard there. And the reason they did that is because there were Japanese companies willing to pay $5 million just for that board. So the amount of money he's bringing into a team actually amortizes the cost that you're going to get.
Absolutely.
And you have to pay him as a ball player. He's worth a lot of money, not just as a player, because you bring in an entire country that's obsessed with him.
And you know what? I know we always tend to be myopic about New York, right? But there is a reality to the difference of playing here versus anywhere. I'm sitting next to a guy that capitalized on a moment because he was playing for a New York team.
I'm a capitalist.
You are. But it's just...
Love that about you.
That's how it works. So... You'd have to imagine that. I mean, I know David Stern in his head would say, we got to get him to this market. We got to get him to New York. Like, it's better for the league if he's here. Like there has to, you have to feel like if there is a moment, and you mentioned already, the Yankees already tried to get him. I imagine that they're both of these teams here. But you have Steve Cohen, who's got tons of money.
Half.
There has to be an aggressive pursuit of him this offseason. If he's already putting out what he's putting out that way, and that we also know that the Angels are going through an ownership change. You have to feel like there's going to be an aggressive move to try to get him while he has that 1 year left, right?
You would think so, but then the people that are bidding for the Angels might say, well, what are you doing? You're giving away our best player. They might want to take a shot to see what they could do with him, but I'm sure every single team, all the other 29 teams, will make a concerted effort to, like, you know, the Yankees will say, here's the top five, you know, minor leaguers. The Mets will say, here's our top five minor leaguers. The danger there is that you can get him just for money a year later.
Yeah.
But if he goes somewhere on a trade and likes it there and they sign him, then you never get a shot at him anyway. So, I mean, if the Yankees, like, for some reason lost Judge and he signs somewhere else, well, then you have to go all in, whatever you can, to get Ohtani, because you've got to bring in that singular talent that's not just a player, but also iconic, and that would be Ohtani. If you lose Judge, you've got to bring in that player. You can't say, okay, you know what? We're going to put Oswaldo Cabrera in right. That doesn't work. It just won't work. So there's a lot of tentacles to this, but it's not just the Yankees and Mets that will be bidding. There'll be other teams like the Cubs and, you know, the White Sox and the teams in Texas and the Dodgers. Everybody will be going for him because he's a unicorn. I mean, you don't get unicorns very often.
There's obviously something very special about him. We're talking with Michael Kay, the voice of the Yankees. Also see him on the K-Rod cast on ESPN, Sunday Night Baseball, and, of course, the voice of the Michael Kay Show on ESPN New York 98.7. So I know you probably saw lots of this on social media yourself because people come at you like it's all your fault. But I led the show with this thought of what happened last night and how baseball handled it. Not having another message from 6:30 until 9:30 with so many people at the stadium. People were telling me they were spending $55 just to park.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that it's unique to the sport, that no other sport has to deal with weather this way and the unpredictability of it. But what are your thoughts on how that was handled last night by baseball? And if anything, what they should do about today? Because I had a lot of thoughts about what they should do in response to some of the people that laid out money for not a game.
Well, I don't know if there's anything you could do today, because I think the people that are coming today might be different than the ones that were there yesterday. Mm-hmm. I mean, it'd be the people who still own the tickets, but they might have sold it for today. I laugh, though, when people blame the Guardians or the Yankees, right, or the Braves. This is all in Major League Baseball's hands. And weather is tough. They thought that they were going to be able to throw a first pitch at about 8:45. And then it pushed it most to about 9:45. And then that front over Newark came about, and they figured that the best time that they would be able to start would be 10 to 11, and that would just be crazy to do. So they just backed off, and they said, you know, we've got to rein it out. So, I mean, I can't blame Major League Baseball for a front that they didn't see and meteorologists didn't see. There should have been more communication, but I guess maybe baseball's thinking everybody has a smartphone. Everybody's seeing what's being said on Twitter, and that they kept meeting and they kept meeting. I don't know if they had anything to say, guys, because they really thought that they were going to play when they thought they were going to play, which is about, you know, 9 o'clock-ish, and then it just changed in an instant. But the only thing that I would say, there has to be communication. It always seems like the people at the ballpark, and this is in all sports, they get less information, and they're paying to be there than the people that are watching on TV.
It's amazing.
I see that in football. I see that in basketball. I mean, we get detailed, like, rules analysis on a television broadcast, but we don't get it in the ballpark. That never made sense to me.
You know, that's a great – I never thought about that either. Just the idea of the rules, explanations, and what really just happened and all that stuff. That's the beauty, obviously, of the broadcast. But I don't know. I was trying to come up with some way, somehow, to whoever's – like why do you have to make them pay for parking again? You know, show your ticket from last night that you paid for parking and you don't have to pay today. There has to be something you can do to at least make it up to the fans who came out. But I know it's unique. I know it's very difficult. It's not like 40,000 people parked. We know a lot of people take mass transit, but – something. It just was such a bad look.
Here's the complication with that. Let's just look at the parking aspect.
Yep.
Major League Baseball doesn't own those lots. The Yankees don't own those lots. Those are privately owned lots.
So the Major League Baseball should just lay out for them then. That's it. Just tell the parking garage, what did it cost? We'll cover it. It's just leave the lot open for this game. We'll pay for it. Like, how much is it really going to cost you?
No, it wouldn't cost that much, no.
I just think that baseball should
do. And it's a good look.
I just think that baseball should do what I do with every major decision I have in my life. WWKD, what would K do? And then just live your life that way.
Well, you know what? Here's where baseball lost its way, all right? We have all these beautiful new ballparks that have been built over the last 20 years. And they never, ever, ever, like, issued an edict from Major League Baseball. Everything has to have a retractable roof. Everything. You know what we're doing right now and last night? It could have been played in Sportsman Park in 1938 in St. Louis. Nothing's changed. We're in another century and nothing's changed. There are games, championship games being held up because of weather. It doesn't make sense. Put retractable roofs. And I know they're expensive. Then subsidize them for Major League Baseball's central fund. It makes no sense that in 2022, games are being postponed, held up, rain delayed, because they didn't have the foresight with these beautiful new ballparks to put up roofs.
It's incredible to think.
$500 million.
But just think about this. All the Northeast ballparks, all of them, are any of them, other than Toronto, of course, which has been there forever, But Boston, New York, both, Philadelphia. Name me the one that has the roof. None of
only
them.
Seattle. Seattle's the only one that had the foresight, and the ones in Texas, and they put the roof on because of heat.
Yeah.
Same thing with Miami.
Right.
But you know, the one thing that's waiting to happen for baseball to be incredibly embarrassed, they built a brand new, gorgeous ballpark in Minneapolis without a roof. Without, say it to yourself, without a roof. Don was there the other day, Don LaGreca, who I do the radio show with in New York, he was there the other day to do a Ranger game, and it was 30 degrees. That would have been the first day of the wild card round. 30 degrees. I covered the 87 and 91 World Series for the newspapers. Thank goodness it was in the Metrodome, because it was 20 degrees, 15 degrees. There's no roof in Minneapolis.
Well, they don't plan on playing anytime soon in October, clearly, because the weather's beautiful, though, in July. So at least you have that.
It's gorgeous.
At least you have that. No, it's like I said, the Northeast, knowing the weather and how volatile it can be, and none of the stadiums have it. No edict, no, you have to have one. And by the way, right next door to Citi Field, they have a tennis center. That stadium's been there for 30 years. They figured out how to put a roof even on that. So,
yeah, you could retrofit it. You could
absolutely
definitely do it with
could
the ballparks
if you wanted
up.
To. No doubt about
absolutely.
It. They just chose not to. But anyways, we play today at 4, and we see if the Yankee season at least can move on, and Aaron Judge stays in pinstripes at least one more game. Michael, always great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Anytime, guys.
All right, Michael Kay. If you're in New York, you'll hear him coming up next on 98.7 ESPN, and of course, the YES Network for all the pre- and post-game coverage as well. All right, so the game will be played. What will happen next? Will the Yankees move on, or will it be, oh my God, if you're Major League Baseball, Guardians, Astros, and Phillies, Padres.
Yeah.
Just like we predicted it would be.
Exactly, baby.
It's Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn.
Picture me rolling.
We are presented by Progressive Insurance. The NBA's back. Yes, it is. Tune in tonight. Defending champion Warriors host LeBron and the Lakers. Coverage begins 9:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll get to your calls momentarily. Marley Rivera tweeting this. Interesting little tidbit. Lacto, you might like this as a Yankees fan, or you might not. Frankie Montas, inside the clubhouse.
See, this is some bullcrap.
And during the clubhouse access, Frankie told Marley that he threw a little BP yesterday, and he feels good, and he hopes to be on the ALCS roster, of course, should the Yankees advance.
Yeah, let's get there first.
Well, but maybe you'll have another arm available.
You need that, though, with the bullpen being as depleted as it is.
And the seven game series situation here, too. You got to get a third arm.
And no rest days.
Yeah.
See, this is what I feel. If you have a game and you have a lineup and the game is delayed, the weather, you should have to play with the same players. You shouldn't be able to change nothing. It should be locked in. This is an unfair advantage for the Yankees. They're able to get somebody on an extra day's rest. I think that's unfair, and it's not in the good spirit of the game.
But this isn't for the ALDS. This is for the ALCS
if they do move on. Can I quote Jerry Maguire?
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the fact that Nestor Cortez is pitching tonight. I think that once that happens, it should be locked in. You shouldn't be able to switch.
Well,
that lineup should be frozen.
In the words of Rod Tidwell, boo freaking who.
Just saying.
It is what it is.
You'll be crying. You'll be crying if it's the other way around. If somehow,
I thought Shane Bieber. I thought they were going to use Shane Bieber. I thought they were. I thought they were using him. I thought for sure when they canceled, I was like, "Well, Bieber's going to throw," and he dominated them in game two.
Okay, when that happens, and then you know you guys are facing Houston, and the game's canceled, and then Verlander comes back and pitches the game that you Verlander, we're scared of Verlander. That's not fair.
Let's go to Andre.
Game should have been played
in Massachusetts.
It's only a little missed.
What's up, Dre? Let's talk some hoop. Let's get off this baseball right now.
Yeah, how you doing? Thanks for taking the call. Listen, the Nets, they have made some upgrades in terms of their roster. You know, Cam Thomas looking to make a second year. Obviously, Ben Simmons back in the lineup. Joe Harris, Seth Curry. But the point of fact is, fool me once, shame on you, okay? They done fooled people 3, 4, and 5 times. I can't trust this team. They're paper champs. I'm not depending on any roster that has Kyrie Irving. I do not care as a central figure. Now, the leadership, Joe Tsai, he done laid the hammer down and brought people into line. I respect that. But over the long haul, I just can't help this team. I'm much more in terms of the 76ers and the moves and the culture that they have. PJ Tucker, Montrezl Harrell. You got Melton as well for the toughness. But I think the Sixers, just in terms of because I can trust Morey, Doc Rivers, playoff losses, that's fine. But in terms of the culture that he establishes versus the Nets, frankly, if you want the 100% answer for me, I think they're going to be at the trade deadline. If it goes sour and people check out, if KD's a good soldier, he'll be out of there. Trade deadline at the end of this year at the latest. That's just my view. Thanks for taking the call.
I'll tell you what, Andre. Like, that's not crazy to think. Like, if you have a couple of injuries and things aren't heading the right way and KD's like, you know what? Because it's not like he doesn't not. Like, he's here. But it doesn't mean he's all here. Remember, he wanted out. And Kyrie's not paid after this year, remember. And I don't care what he does this year. I can't see them giving him a long-term extension. It doesn't matter because you just can't trust him. That's why this is a weird place. All I'm saying.
Tell me this.
Yes.
In the last 5 years, would you say that Doc has been an underachieving coach and a little overrated and a little bloated in how people perceive him?
No, I think he's always been. You heard everybody. I think Doc Rivers has always been a guy who coaches teams that go to the playoffs and are competitive. Let me flip it on you for a second, because you're a guy that likes to say something that I always agree with, and that is teams always have to go through what first?
Pain. Suffering. Yeah, suffering.
But what did Embiid and the Sixers do?
But
am I wrong?
So did his
was
Clippers.
Was he not in tears? Was he not broken?
So did his
frustrated.
But so did his Clippers team go through that, and they gave up on him. And we saw what Ty Lue did. I think that Ty Lue's a better coach than
Clippers,
Doc Rivers.
The Clippers are don't sleep on the Clippers this year.
Ty Lue is a better coach. He's able to get more out of that same group.
Okay, that's fine.
Doc is underachieved as a coach for the last 5 years. We keep giving him these props.
I feel like this group, especially with Embiid, have been through enough of the heartbreaks and frustrations and anger. I mean, you saw the look he was giving Ben Simmons. There is just enough there for him to be like, enough.
But it's just him.
Think about it.
That's the problem.
The Kawhi bounce that beat Embiid and the Sixers, right? Yeah. You had that. You had Simmons passing instead of dunking a basketball. That series against what are you doing in that series against the Hawks? You had last year and that pain as well that he experienced
but it's all his pain.
He is reaching that point of enough, not anymore. This is my time. And I'll tell you what, he's also reaching that Ewing status that a lot of Knicks fans can relate to. It's the big man who is as good as anyone, who's a warrior, and has a heartbreak every year.
That's what I'm saying.
Patrick had his year in 94. He got to 7. He could not beat Akeem. I'm not saying the Sixers are going to win the championship, but I think they're going to play for it.
But this is his pain. The group hasn't had collective pain. Harding just got there.
But Harden's had his own pain, man.
But they haven't had it together. When I talk about pain, I'm talking about the group having pain.
I got you.
Joel is the last one remaining from the process.
Yes, he is.
Tobias Harris may have a little of the pain with him, but the group collectively doesn't. I just think we give Doc Rivers a little bit too much.
I know you're down on Doc. I'm not.
He's under right, but he's always underachieved. He's becoming Jeff Fisher. Or he's becoming
I get what you're saying.
He's becoming the guy from Carolina. Oh man. The Carolina coach that was always
Rivera?
There. No, before Rivera.
Matt Rule.
No, before Rivera.
I know who you're talking about. I can't.
He was
his name
a
right
great
now.
Coach. He'd come and fix your team and that was it.
My head's blank because I gotta get to
John
break.
John Fox.
Yes, John Fox.
He's John Fox, man. He'll come stabilize, fix everything, get it organized. But when it comes time to get over the top, he can't get you over the top.
All right, more of your calls coming up. Also, Finally, some respect. Who?
We coming back with some Anita. We coming and Giants. We coming back with some Anita with some Aretha Franklin.
The Jets.
Yes, Spartan Han, ESPN Radio.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Bart and Han.
Uber Eats is doing what?
Uber smokes. In Toronto, man.
Brings a new meaning to the word edibles.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can get Uber Eats and you can get, like, some stuff.
It used to be a show on Netflix that they used to do. Like
brownies?
No, no. They just.
I'm saying.
They cook food with cannabis.
Yeah.
They sprinkle it in everything.
Mm-hmm. I put that on everything.
Then after they eat it, they just sit there and have a conversation. They be all jacked up.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Have a conversation after that?
Give some to the guy. You ever watch TV, Alan?
That would.
You ever watch TV on weed, man? Oh, Miss Half Baked.
It's Bart.
You should do a part two of Half Baked.
It's Bart on Alan on Bart Scott ESPN Radio. 888 say ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's talk a little Giants with Curtis in NC. What's up, Curtis?
What's going on, my guys?
What's happening?
Bart.
Kudo Matados.
I'm trying to take you guys. Kumatato. Trying to take you guys to Thanksgiving real quick. Gobble, gobble. I got a prediction. I want you to tell me if I am crazy. You're going to have a 9-1 Bills. Hey, 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 hey. You're going to have an 8-2 Giants.
Mm.
You're going to have an 8-2 Dallas Cowboys on the same day. Will this be one of the biggest Thanksgiving football Thursdays that we've ever had?
I'll tell you what. First of all, 8-2 means you're already putting an L on the schedule there for the Giants, by the way. I said they could be 9-1 going into that game.
9-1-2.
Yeah, they could be. No?
They could.
Yeah. Bart?
They could definitely be 9-1.
Bart, will Papa Smurf be actually happy watching football on Thanksgiving?
The Lions?
Yeah. Maybe not the Lions.
The Lions,
they're going to be playing the Bills, too.
Yeesh. Yeah. Damn, why they always pull that
Curtis
one?
Is right,
they always seem like they always got, like, the Bills.
But Curtis, he has a great point. You got Bills, Lions, and maybe the Lions could do the little, you know, biting off kneecaps thing.
If Jameson Williamson's
well, back. And that's what I mean. Giants, Cowboys, we already talked about that. Like, that game's going to be special. Yeah. And then Patriots, Vikings at Minnesota. That's kind of a sneaky good game as the nightcap. Because the Vikings are a good team, good defense.
But Bill always.
But it's at night. Which
damn!
Means,
prime time for
Cousins.
I need Kirk.
He only works on solar energy.
I need Kirk to get a hypnotist. Like, I gotta give him a hypnotist.
They gotta put the lights really, really bright.
We're gonna tell him it's 2 o'clock in China. It's 12 a.m.
Sorry.
Bart and Han.
We're so stupid. But if you're Minnesota, if you're a Vikings fan, you gotta be feeling that for a minute, right? Like, oh man, Vikings Pats on Thanksgiving night. Oh no.
Damn, why can't we get the first game? Why couldn't they give them the Lions spot, the 12 o'clock spot?
It's like, just get everybody hold flashlights.
Everybody going to have the solar panels.
It's Bart on. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career you'll love with flexibility, great pay, and benefits in one of the country's top workplaces? Come join the growing team. Go to progressive.com/careers. Apply online today. Bart, I saw something today that I don't think I've seen in a very long time. In fact, I had to take a double take. The ESPN NFL week seven power rankings were released, and the Jets and Giants were both in the top 10.
She's talking about Willis.
The New York Football Jets were 9. Do you understand that they started the season, the preseason power rankings? The Jets
three
were
weeks ago.
30.
How about 3 weeks ago?
Yeah. After week one, they were 32. They were the worst team in football. They are now 9th, top 10.
Oh, how
some
the
respect.
Oh, how the mighty has fallen. But listen.
And the Giants are higher than them. The Giants are fifth.
See, but
they were already 11th. The Jets were 16th last week, so they jumped high. But you've got the Bills now at number one. They jumped up from 2. The Eagles are at 2. They jumped from 3. And the Kansas City Chiefs. My goodness.
How are they going to be 3 and 8?
They
lost?
Fell from number 1 to number 3. Sad.
Mm.
And now Travis Kelce's redoing his deal. Who are they getting? Is it Christian McCaffrey? Is it DJ Moore? Is it Odell?
Dominican Sue.
Dominican Sue, like he's old, man.
I think you need a receiver.
Yeah, I think you're right. They're getting
Moore.
Absolutely
man,
nothing
Sky Moore.
Out of those guys.
Yeah. He needs a playmaker.
Oh, so maybe now you guys agree with me what I was saying about
Tyreek Hill.
Nobody fears anybody they have, so mm-hmm. they played certain type of defense.
You did say that.
Hmm.
Yeah, you see the Kelce, right? We worked his deal. Interesting.
Hmm.
Interesting what's going
to
happen.
Well, I hope. Listen, I'm curious to see what the Jets and Giants do. If you feel like you're in a close year, will you give up some future assets for somebody?
For the Giants, I would, because this is, you've mentioned this could be a one and done kind of year.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'd give up future assets, because if you're going to be going through a bit of a rebuild, you don't want to do it. If I'm the Jets, yeah, I'm aggressive.
Yeah.
If you're the Jets, shouldn't you be aggressive?
You can take on. Because
you've got a ton of young guys. Like, if you can add a piece that could be a – well, what do they need? What would you say? Because if they can get Fant back, Dwayne Brown all of a sudden looks like, okay, this was that was a pretty smart move.
Yeah.
So the offensive line's starting to stabilize. You got your running backs. Elijah Moore's not getting targeted, so it's not like you need another target. Yeah. What are you looking for?
I'm looking for some
safety?
Beef. I'm looking for no the safety. I need some beef. I need some beef on that line. I need that drop, please.
I need that drop.
I need a fat dude.
So you need somebody.
I want buns. I want bow bow. I want buns. I want ass.
So, what?
Yeah, he's feeling it right now. You can see it.
You crazy? Need 360 pounds or plus. That's what I want. I want some greasy just Dexter Lawrence type of dude. I'm trying to ask him.
This
hey,
is really uncomfortable.
I'm trying to ask him, hey, man, I need Grady Jarrett. I need somebody. I need big dude. I need fat dude.
So you need more offensive linemen?
No, defensive linemen.
Oh, you want defensive linemen?
Yes.
Oh, Grady Jarrett.
I need
so
fat dude.
So you're trying to add more to up front on the defensive
side. See, they don't have a big fat dude, a big Snacks, a big Chris Jenkins, a big Haloti Ngata, a Vita Vea. I want some beef. Where's the beef? Want buns.
Are the Yankees winning, yes or no? Lacto.
Oh, Gluteus Maximus.
Yes.
No. All right. Oh, Stosh says no. We'll see you tomorrow.
Stosh is hating for all the way from Kansas City.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen to the guys live weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio. Plus, you can listen and watch the guys on the ESPN app. This is the Barton Hahn Podcast.